This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, this weekend to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job you do, keeping all of us free and safe. And remember, to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's going to be a busy night. Let's get going with a pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we start with a breaking news story. It's another shooting incident, apparently, at a Costco store in Corona, California. That's out there near you. What's going on?
Well, Captain, what we know at this hour is at 7:45 p.m. California time yesterday, shots were fired evidently at the Costco in Corona. Now, this is just off the 91 freeway. It's near 480 North McKinley Street for anyone who might be familiar with the freeways in the area here in Southern California. At this hour, we know that one person has died. Three others were taken to the hospital, including the gunman who was taken there after being taken into custody and said that he was injured. Two other adults evidently also had gunshot wounds. Now, what we understand from the police, Captain, who have given out a little bit of information on this, is that evidently there was an argument that was going on in the Costco. Witnesses identified a person with a mohawk haircut who had been having an argument with a woman with a child, presumably her child, when all this happened. We don't know the identity of the person who was killed. We don't know what the relationship was. Maybe a bystander, maybe a good Samaritan, but more details will be coming out. But everything, this is not an ongoing situation right now. It's been stabilized according to the Corona Police Department. Mm-hmm. And, so more details will be coming out. But what a very, very sad story. And of course, all the shoppers in the Costco, basically ran for the exits at the time of the shooting.
I don't blame them at all. And, by the way, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, to all of our stations all across the country. And some of you will hear this show tonight live. Some of you will hear it Saturday during the day or night. Some of you will hear it on Sunday morning, afternoon, or night, whatever the situation is. But we welcome everybody aboard, and a special shout-out to Lexington, Kentucky, to WZXI, AM 1280, FM 95.5, and Welcome aboard Salem, Oregon, KSLM, 1220 AM and 104.3 FM. Also Seattle, Washington, KIZ, AM 920 and 1400. I'm mentioning them for a reason because come Monday morning, we'll have some special special news about the Seattle, Washington area. And also coming soon to Salt Lake City, Utah. And we'll have more news on that in the not-too-distant future. Now, Kyle, we got to get to Iran here. We have a very bad situation, which has gotten worse in Iran. Bad enough that they used mines to try to sink a couple of ships or certainly disable them. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard now has taken hostage, if you will, the second ship, which did not sink but has two gaping holes in it that it cannot be operated. And they sent tugboats out to four of them to hook up to the ship, you know, and guide it back into the port so they could start making repairs on it or whatever, because it is loaded with cargo. It's loaded with methanol, and the other one was loaded with liquid petroleum gas. Now, that being said, the one that caught fire, I believe, was the one with the methanol on it. And this is a Japanese product that was bought and paid for by Japan. And the IRGC has got their gunboats around it and will not let the tugboats advance to hook up to it. In the meantime, their crew is being held detained in Iran right now. This has become a world-class situation right now, which is not helping Iran at all.
No, it's not, Captain, and there's another twist to this as well, because after the crew of that ship was rescued by a merchant ship, they were...
South Korean ship.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah, the Hyundai Dubai. They were taken into Iranian custody. Now, get this, Captain, of the crew of that ship that are being held by the Iranians, there are 11 Russians, 11 Filipinos, and they say one Georgian from Georgia there near the old near Russia.
Yeah, Ukraine.
Yeah, and so this is going to be very interesting, because who do you think might get involved in this? If especially his own countrymen are being held, it might bring Vladimir Putin into this mix.
Well, he's going to tell them that. I know what he's going to do. He's going to say, "Hey, release them or else."
That's going to be a very interesting thing to watch, exactly. So you've got, of course, the United States and now the UK has also joined in declaring that it was Iran-sponsored or Iran-backed groups that did these attacks as well.
Yeah, and we have two destroyers right there very close by watching all of this, and we may start escorting convoys, tanker convoys, through the Straits of Hormuz shortly. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Special shout-out to everybody that we met tonight in Ybor City. Had a good time there. Everybody who seemed to be enjoying themselves, and we celebrated President Donald Trump's birthday tonight in Ybor City. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school these days. More have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade that in most cases will pay them more than a college degree that they'll get right off the bat. So I've got an idea for you that'll really get you cranked up here. You think $8 or $10 or $12 an hour is a lot of money? Wait till you hear this. National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. So check them out online. Find out more about them at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and tell them you want to take the tour. Or give them a call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right up there outside of Boston, and the other one down here in Tampa, Florida, in the Clearwater, Florida area here of Tampa Bay. Make sure you always tell them the captain sent you. Well, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to finish the story, the description of what's going on with Iran. And Eric chimed in here, and I just want to point out that he is correct in what he said. This has become now a case of piracy because of the fact this is on the high seas. They've taken the crew hostage. They are detaining them. They are not just giving them aid and comfort. They're detaining them. You just made up, told us what the description of the crew was in terms of makeup with Russians and
Filipinos,
and then we had one Georgian, which is actually the Ukraine, and they're not allowing anyone near the vessel. Now, here's what they're trying to do, and this is just me talking here, but I talked to a lot of military guys last night that were at the event that I was at, and we were sitting there talking about this, kind of having a round table. Iran needs money. The sanctions are killing them. They've got a cargo that's worth millions of dollars. They're going to hold that ship hostage if they can. Once it drifts into the Iranian waters, which it will because it's drifting aimlessly right now, then they'll hook up to it with their own boats, tow it into port, and keep it there and say, okay, Japan, you want your cargo, you want your ship back, you give us $100 million or whatever. Watch and see.
Yeah, I think that's very, very likely because, again, you know, and I'm so glad you mentioned the sanctions on Iran because I think that's what's driving a lot of this bizarre behavior. And what it's actually doing, though, is it's showing the true colors of the Iranian regime and the fact that they are not interested in literally joining the community of nations or working anything out. They seem to be going for broke at this point, and goodness gracious, attacking ships. They haven't attacked an American flagship in that manner yet, but one wonders if that would happen. And you also mentioned, Captain, about the idea of escorting tankers through the...
Well, that's coming. That's inevitable. I talked to a couple of Navy guys last night, and they said, you know, the next thing is these tankers aren't going to want to go through the Straits of Hormuz, let alone come through the Gulf of Oman without an escort. And that's what's going to happen. And then we run the risk of our own ships getting hit with these mines or having something worse done to them, maybe a missile fired at them or something like that. But that would definitely start World War 3.5. I guarantee it.
Exactly right. And of course,
and Iran doesn't care.
No, see, that's the thing. In fact, even though Iran is even getting some pushback from others in the Arab League, let's say, Iran seems to think that they are in a class by themselves and perhaps they have no problem with precipitating something.
Here's the factual accounting of all of this. Iran has stated before clearly and without any hesitation or reservation that they need oil to be at $100 a barrel or they don't make any money. Oil is not even close to that right now, so the only way that they can get it up is to stir up some sort of stuff, and once they do and the shots get fired over there, which they invariably probably will, then oil will shoot up to $100 a barrel like you snap your finger, and that's what they're hoping for. And then they'll go, oh, boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor United States, look what they did to us and all that stuff, which is a bunch of crap because they're the instigators in all of this.
Yes, and I would caution them. If I had the ear of an Iranian diplomat, I would caution them to say that the president you're dealing with today is not the president you dealt with yesterday.
That's right.
And
this is not Barack Obama. He's not going to sit on his hands. He's going to do something. And the question, and by the way, if you think somebody was trigger happy and you were making reference to Donald Trump wanting to get us into war, he does not want to get us into war. Nobody wants to go to war. No rational thinking person wants to do that. But when you start piracy in the high seas, just like the Somalians. Remember what we did to the Somalians?
Oh, yes.
We blew them out of the water.
Yep.
Okay, that will start here, too, if they don't stop doing what they're doing. And the United Nations, one of the representatives from some, I don't know, fancy-dancy name committee is going to be going to Iran to talk to them and say, look, here's what's going to happen. You get the international community against you, violating international piracy rules, and we can't help you anymore. You're on your own.
Exactly right, because think about the sanctions that the United States has been imposing and also trying to get its allies and to strengthen. But what happens when that international tide turns against Iran and they can't do business anywhere?
Now, let's talk about the new border czar, if you will, who is a very familiar name. And it's because Tom Homan, who I believe was the former ICE director under Barack Obama, is coming back into the mix. And here's what President Trump had to say about it yesterday when asked.
McElhinney, he is doing a very nice job. We're going to see. I've got to get used to him because it's a very important thing to me, the border. We need strong people at the border. And if people aren't strong, they're not going to do
a good
job.
Not yet, McElhinney.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't put in the final recommendation. He's acting. I put him as acting. And he's working very hard. And we have some great people As you know, we have some fantastic people that just went in, Mark Morgan, and we're going to have, I will tell you, Tom Holman, who's a great man who's been on your show many times. We have a lot of people.
What is he doing?
Now, Tom Holman was a Fox News contributor. That's why they had him on the television so many times, and he had that plaque behind him, ICE director, and the badge and all that stuff that he wears, and he's going back to work for the government. I'm very impressed with Tom Holman, and I think he can help make a difference. But here's the deal. Mexico's got to live up to their end of the bargain, because if they don't, then here come the tariffs.
Well, exactly right, and we've seen how Mexico has reacted to that in just recently. And of course, Tom Holman, he's been in law enforcement his whole professional life, basically.
That's right.
So he has an amazing reputation, so yeah, the president has named him, and it was came a little bit as a surprise, we understand, to Holman, but of course, when the president calls your name to come serve your country, you say yes, sir, I'll be there.
Well, Ken Cuccinelli asked for Mr. Holman to work with him, because Cuccinelli is also going to be involved working with the border and coordinating things there and the building of the wall and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, the wall must be built. And the Democrats, I can tell you this much, there were some Democrats last night where I was at. I had a couple of them walk up to me and tell me, and they were asking me about, you know, my opinion about a couple of different things and all that stuff. And I said, how do you feel about immigration? How do you feel about the border? Oh, we need the wall. These were Democrats. Oh, we need the wall. I said, okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, you know, Captain, Republicans and Democrats cross the highways and
bodies. Americans.
Yeah, Americans, exactly.
Yeah.
They all understand. They watch the news. They see the reports coming out. For example, what was it, 5,200 people detained with mumps and chickenpox?
Well,
and like that.
Yeah, but yeah, there's more than that. We've got about 100 people with symptoms of Ebola that
right.
came over from Africa. That's 100 that we know of so far that have been quarantined to keep away from everybody, and they were intermixed with some of those other people that are there. So now, not only do you have to test them for diseases like measles and mumps and chickenpox, now you got to test them for Ebola.
Exactly.
Good God.
Yeah, can you imagine an Ebola outbreak in the United States?
It could happen.
It could happen. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's because of the porous border with Mexico. And so while the people...
Henceforth, a national emergency. We don't need to keep expounding on this, but it is a national emergency. And if the Democrats don't want to come along, I'm telling you, this is a winning issue for whichever party wants to pick it up and run with it, whether you're running as a Libertarian or a Republican or even a Democrat that would run on a pro-border issue, build a wall and all that stuff. It is a winning issue that will get you elected.
Exactly, because the American people, they're looking at the actual consequences and practicalities, and the Democrat Party elite are just playing politics, and it's so obvious.
Yes, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast all across the country to our affiliates. Now, we have more affiliates on the weekend than we do during the week, because this is the show that started the weekday show right here, and we've had people that have been with us for going on 18 years, and we appreciate them very much. And a special shout-out to Pete, my buddy Pete, up in Seattle. So, Pete, hope you're listening tonight. Hope you have a great night. Kyle Warren, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to open up the phone lines here. Kathy's going to tell you how to call us. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump rolling out a health care plan that takes further steps towards weakening what was called Obamacare. He says millions of Americans would benefit from these quality and affordable health care plans.
The previous administration imposed crushing fines and other penalties on HRAs to prevent employees from selecting the plan of their choice. It was impossible. With today's action, we are eliminating all of those restrictions.
Critics say many Americans will be drawn to the plans by the low prices, but we'll find out later. Many basic procedures are not covered, and they could end up paying a whole lot more later. Opponents of the president's ban on transgender people serving in the military being handed a setback as a federal court's ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision lifting the ban because it says it didn't show enough deference to the military's judgment. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, and we thank you for tuning in. And by the way, if you're interested in boating but don't want the hassle of owning a boat, let me tell you about the Freedom Boat Club. The Freedom Boat Club has 185 locations all across the United States, with three locations in Canada and two in France. Yes, I said France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, that's right here in my backyard, is the largest franchise with over 400 boats in the system and 24 ports, with two more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee if you want to sign up. Now, if you are also active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 on your one-time membership fee. That's a $1,500 discount to join right now. And then all you pay after that is a monthly fee. So your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. Here's what you do. You go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com or you give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more, and always tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some more money, too. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Kellyanne Conway has been the subject of a discussion because of some sort of inspector general who, by the way, was appointed by Barack Obama, so this is not a friendly telling that she violated the Hatch Act and she should be fired because she violated the Hatch Act. Well, first of all, she's not the only politician to do that, and this is what Donald Trump had to say about that.
But Anthony really is a good guy. Stephanie is terrific. We have a lot of we have a lot of great people. We have a lot of people to choose from.
Well, one of the people on your staff that we're all curious what's going to happen with is yesterday the Office of the Special Counsel, and this is not the Mueller Special Counsel,
right,
recommended that you fire Kellyanne Conway because she has repeatedly violated the Hatch Act, where she has the Hatch Act, let me explain for the folks, prohibits government employees from engaging in certain political activities while on the job. They say, the special counsel's office says, she disparaged Democratic presidential candidates during TV interviews and social media. She was a repeat offender, and now they're calling on you to fire her. So our question to you is, what are you going to do?
Well, I got briefed on it yesterday, and it looks to me like they're trying to take away her right of free speech, and that's just not fair. They ask a question, I think one of them was involved with your show, but you ask them a question, or you ask a person a question, and every time you're supposed to say, I can't answer. I mean, she's got to have a right of responding to questions. It really sounds to me like a free speech thing. It doesn't sound fair.
So you're not going to fire her, Mr.
All right, well, he thinks it's a free speech thing, but let me just point this out to the audience. We have Nancy Pelosi, we have Adam Schiff, we have Jerry Nadler, who have been making a regular habit of playing politics with a lot of their statements in the same manner that they're accusing Kellyanne Conway of. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, not at all.
So then, aren't they violating the Hatch Act, too?
Well, yeah, the thing is, I think that, you know, if you look overall, I don't know if anyone has ever been prosecuted for that.
No.
So again, this begins to smack again of more of a political kind of thing, especially if, you know, in other words, if you're going to recommend Kellyanne Conway be fired, then the Office of Special Counsel probably needs to recommend a lot of people need to be fired, both Republicans and Democrats. But again, I'm wondering, Captain, you know, if you're the counselor to the president and you're out talking about the president's policies, but you're not allowed to talk about the ridiculous attacks by the left, or you're not allowed to talk about the Russian hoax that we all know about now, and is that all playing politics? It seems to me that you can't, in this day and age, you can't talk about the policy of your boss, the president, without getting involved in the politics of it all.
It's simply because it's Donald Trump.
Yep, that's very, very true.
And again, this special counsel, this inspector general, whatever he's calling himself, he was appointed by Barack Obama. So this is politics in itself.
Well, sure, exactly. And the thing is, I think you got people out there across the highways and byways who are just getting really sick of this kind of stuff.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, because they actually want, I mean, they are concerned, obviously, about the economy and jobs and things like that, but they're also concerned about what could happen in the Middle East.
Right.
Or what could happen at our border, and they're kind of tired of this stuff.
Now, Facebook is trying to label people as hate agents, and there's a way that they're silencing people, and if you don't say something in a right way or if you use some of the keywords that they've got, it results in an automatic banning or suspension for, I guess it's 3 days the first time, the second time it's a week, the third time it's 30 days, and after that it's you're gone. See ya.
Right, yeah, that's called deplatforming somebody or just taking you off their particular platform. But what the curiosity factor is here, Captain, is that nobody knows what those secret words are, how your so-called hate agent, your score, how that is put together at all. It's all done completely behind closed doors. I don't know that there's any way to appeal that kind of thing. And so it really simply is whatever they say it is. So there's no transparency and no way of knowing, are you doing something wrong? Now, of course, reasonable people know that you don't go on there and start, calling people ethnic names or things or being rude in order to simply be rude. And most people who want to have a discourse don't talk that way, obviously, for obvious reasons. But it is kind of interesting to find out or to not know what it would be in order to get somebody deplatformed.
Right, and we're talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do several nights during the week, at least five, and sometimes six, and next week it'll be six again because Wayne Allen Root won't be coming on next week. He'll be taking a week off. He comes on every other week, so Kyle will be doing duty all six nights of the week that we're on radio.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I want to say hello to LJ up there in Michigan, and appreciate the flowers there, LJ, and I hope you're doing well up there. Go catch a fish. Catch lunch. There you go. She lives on a lake up there, so I think she'll be catching some fish today for lunch. Now, we'll keep talking here. The DNC debate coming up in Miami, they've got to split down to two different groups of 10. They will not have Elizabeth Warren in with Joe Biden. They got that separated. They will not have Kamala Harris in with Cory Booker. They've got that separated. And they've kind of gone about a way where they've got 10 of one group and 10 of another group two different nights. I guess that makes sense, but it would have been fun to see Kamala Harris go up against Cory Booker.
Well, sure. I mean, now we're going to miss out on having 20 people at 20 podiums all vying to say something that's going to punch through the noise that night. So it will be interesting, but I would expect, though, Captain, that if the particular person isn't on the stage that candidate wants to zing, they're going to find some way to zing them in some response.
Well, what's-his-face, Beto is just absolutely going off the deep end with some of the stuff that he wants now. I mean, good God Almighty. I mean, the guy's really lost track of reality here, and I don't even know who he's catering to anymore, but some of the stuff he's come up with is absolutely asinine, and it will never, ever, never happen.
Well, sure, and I've heard another candidate again the other day talking about we got to get rid of the abolish the Electoral College. That we'll hear a lot of that also from Elizabeth Warren as well, I think.
Yeah, now let's talk about Alison Camerota. Remember the reason why she was okay with leaving Fox News to go to CNN? Do you remember her excuse?
Well, she had, I think, had some issues with Roger Ailes in terms of harassment.
Who was harassing her sexually,
right,
maybe coming on to her, whatever. What did Jeff Zucker do over at CNN, the owner, director, whatever he calls himself, over at CNN? He's making sexual comments about Allison.
Right, yeah, well, there was an awards a banquet or awards gathering of some sort where he made a very sort of off-color remark about Alison Camerota, I think that if it had been anybody else saying it, I think it would be pretty much wall-to-wall coverage on this. He basically said something that typically you would simply not say to a lady.
Yeah, and I don't even know what he said, but whatever it was he said is probably, and again, you got to wonder about Alison Camerota because, again, she left Fox News and went to CNN, and the reason given for her leaving was because of the fact that Roger Ailes had done exactly what we're hearing now that Jeff Zucker's done.
Right, well, the comment he made was just out of in very, very poor taste and was not the right thing to say.
Okay, we got to let you go. We'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate you. And by the way, we're going to give you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Right now, Kansas and Oklahoma, the western part of Missouri, the northwestern part of Arkansas is under the gun for some bad weather, severe storms, and we'll get into all that right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay.
5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leela Martin. He's working class. We're going to get started right away here because we do have some weather warnings to get out to the truckers right now. If you're on I-70 and you're in Kansas, if you're on I-40 and you're in Oklahoma, or if you're on I-70 in Missouri, or if you're on I-40 in Arkansas, pay attention. If you're going west, you're going to be driving into some severe weather. Now, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes will be possible from the central and southern plains to the Midwest and Ohio Valley all throughout the weekend. Now, some of these storms will produce heavy rainfall, which may increase the risk for flash flooding. Now, we do have flash flooding watches up in some of these areas where they have severe thunderstorm warnings, and there are some tornado watches up as well, including in south central Nebraska right now. So be advised of that. Now, all across I-40 coming in from Arkansas to the west in the great state of Oklahoma, all the way almost to Amarillo, Texas, you've got very unsettled weather, and you've got the watches and the warnings there right now for severe thunderstorms and flash flood watches. That also pertains to everything in between I-70 and I-40 right now. So if you're on I-70 and you're coming out of Missouri and you're headed into Kansas, you're going to be in it all the way to Salina, Kansas right now is what it looks like right here from where I'm sitting and looking at the map. Now, keep in mind, you will definitely be driving into some real bad weather. Some of these storms had the potential to produce a tornado. So please be careful. And if you're listening to me at home in one of these areas, leave your weather radio turned on. It's one of those nights where you could get surprised. Now, going over into Colorado, we've got rain in the mountains coming up I-25 towards Denver, right out of New Mexico. So you've got some rain in the higher elevations right there tonight. You've got some flood watches in eastern Utah. That's pretty much going away right now because things are going back to normal, starting to get the normal seasonal weather instead of the real hot weather they've had. In Phoenix, you've got a very unsafe air advisory there. I'm sure you'll see people walking around today with air masks on, you know, little things to shield themselves, people with asthma and whatnot. Over in over in Nevada, central western Nevada, you've got some flood watches there in the mountains right there, Sierra Nevadas. Also south of I-80 in the central part of the state in the higher elevations, you've got some flash flood watches there. And going over now, we're going to go over on I-80 and I-90 from Indiana east into Ohio, and then take I-90 and continue over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. You've got an area of rain, pretty steady rain right now, from the New York State line, Pennsylvania line, to go through Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way west back to just about Toledo, Ohio, tonight. I-80 and I-90 runs together in that area until you get over around Cleveland. Then I-80 goes over into Pennsylvania. But from I-80 and I-77, the northern tip of I-77, I-75, you've got rain as well going up right into Michigan. Then you'll run out of it, it looks like, before you get into Detroit. However, the weather forecast in Michigan tonight is, again, for unsettled conditions. You could be getting rain and storms tomorrow during the course of the day. Also, in the eastern part of Indiana, you have got rain there, light rain, not raining as heavy as it is over in Ohio and Erie, Pennsylvania. So that's what you've got right now as far as the weather, and that's what you'll have to contend with this weekend. Keep in mind, some of these storms that are over there right now in Kansas and Oklahoma have the potential to produce a tornado. Now, you need to be aware, so keep your weather radios on and pay close attention. Now, Our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at your local Flying J and or Pilot Truck Stop. Now, these are not your dad's truck stops anymore. The food is better. The facilities are better. They've got more amenities there for the drivers. Unlike back in the old days, you were lucky to find a chair, let alone a stool to sit in. You were pretty much stuck in a booth, and that's what you did. The lounges are there, the big televisions, the big screen TVs for watching the games or whatever you want to watch. So check out your local Pilot or Flying J. You might find an Arby's. You might find a Chester's Chicken. You might find a Dairy Queen. A Denny's, certainly in the Flying J, they'll be there. McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. You might even find a Huddle House, again, certainly in the Flying J. And, of course, you might also see a Moe's Southwest Grill, too, or even a Dunkin' Donuts. Now, that's Pilot and Flying J. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You wind up getting yourself a nice, hot cup of coffee. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What the heck is going on with this crew, this ship crew from the Japanese vessel that's being held hostage, I guess, in Iran, and now they won't let them, the tugboats that are there to take the ship back into port to get it repaired so it won't leak its cargo out into the Gulf of Oman. What the heck is going on?
Remarkable, isn't it?
And well, yeah.
Iran says they've got nothing to do with any of this. But they immediately sent out their boats. They, you know, obviously they sent out a boat, a patrol boat, to go get the limpet off the unexploded limpet off one of the ships, okay?
Yeah.
And then another merchant ship from South Korea rescues the crew, but then Iranian patrol boats show up and tell them to get off that and get on theirs, and that's the crew that's being held hostage. And the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is doing the same thing today with that crew as they did with our sailors. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Everything's great. They're treating us well, blah, 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 blah. And in the meantime, we've got four tugs that are waiting to tow this you know, limping ship, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps won't let the tugs do it.
Is it just me, or doesn't anybody understand the international piracy laws that are involved here? Why aren't we hearing about this?
We are.
Okay, well, I haven't heard it from anybody.
Okay, well, I have.
All right, because I've been paying close attention. Go ahead.
Jennifer Griffin over at Fox has been...
Well, she's the only one, because I got to take that back. You are right.
But, you know, she might be. But, I mean, you know, CNN's too busy, you know, just picking apart every single word that Trump says, and or Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, so is
Kellyanne Conway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's terrible, because, I mean, we have an international incident going on here, which, under the international piracy laws, Japan owns a cargo. The ship is registered to who?
Well, it's flying. They're flying Marshall Island flags. That's just where they're registered.
And the crew is partially Russian, partially Filipino, and the one guy gets from the Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, we got crews from all over the place. And then I don't know who owns the ship. I think Norway may own one. I forget who owns the ships. I forget.
Yeah. Well, it's really, somebody has got to exercise the authority of what would be involved with the international piracy laws and treat them just the way we did the Somalia.
Oh, well, you know, we're all going to go run over to the, you know, UN Security Council, and we're going to file this and file this and file, and what, you know, so that's how we solve things. We go and tattle over to them like they're going to do something.
Yeah, it's, I know what Saudi Arabia would like to do if we'd let them, and they might. We'll see. They might. All right, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we got a lot of things going on tonight. All important that we're going to keep watching the Iranian situation, but we've also got the UN envoy headed over to China, and the United States is concerned about what may or may not be going on there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.